The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31S newsletter for the month of November 2021. Let's start out with a message from DG Randy Oxendine. On the road. November is National Diabetes Month. Make a great day. We need to trust each other. 11-6-21, we held our second cabinet meeting via Zoom at 10 a.m. 11-7-21, we gained an hour of sleep due to daylight saving. 11-8-21, Zone 10 held their second zone meeting at the Wendell Lions Den at 6:45 p.m. 11-11-21, Veterans Club. I visited the Rocky Hawk Lions Club and installed at least five new lions, the most I have ever done at one time. 11-14-21, I attended the Council of Governors NCLI meeting at Camp Dogwood. At 7 p.m., I also attended a Zoom meeting with district governors from Florida to North Carolina. PDG Garner Andrews was the leader and discussed many topics. 11-16-21, I visited the Lewisburg Lions Club at 6 p.m. 11-17-21, I attended a midwinter convention meeting at the Hitching Post at 5:30 p.m. in Williamston. 11-18-21, I attended a meeting at the Littleton Lions Club at 6:30 p.m. 11-25-21, happy Thanksgiving to all. December road trips. During the month of December, Zone Chairs will host their second Zone Advisory Meetings with the focus on retention. 12-1-21, Nashville Lions Club. 12-2-21, White Level Lions Club. 12-6-21, North Raleigh Lions Club. 12-7-21, Whitaker's Lions Club. 12-12-21, GAT Meeting at 7 p.m. 12-13-21, Wendell Lions Club. 12-14-21, Columbia Lions Club. 12-25-21, Merry Christmas. 12-31-21, New Year's Eve. Share and communicate. Communication is critical because it helps Lions understand how their peers have different points of view. It's easy for people to get locked into their own way of looking at things and learn how to see things from a new perspective. Learn. Fostering innovation, help, and learning in an era of opportunity. The power of relationships. Exploring mentoring relationships, inspiration, and equity. Thrive. Nurturing an inclusive and healthy community for success. Connect. Forging lifelong partnerships near and far. Rise. Positioning the Lions for the future. I want to help someone achieve their dreams. Monthly health hint. Visit friends virtually or outdoors. Emerging research indicates that loneliness and social isolation can increase inflammation throughout your body. Experts aren't entirely sure how, but they do know that the effect appears to increase with age. If the weather's nice, consider scheduling a socially distant walk in the park, with a mask on, of course. Otherwise, video chats on Zoom or Google Hangouts can fill the gap until sunnier days return. Character trait. Good citizenship means to conduct oneself in accordance with the rights, duties, and privileges of being an inhabitant of a geographical location by means of birth or naturalization. The five most important characteristics of a good citizen are honesty, compassion, respect, responsibility, and courage. Have a heart. Do your part. Consider donating to Campaign 100 or Brighter Visions or purchase Camp Dogwood tickets. 18 clubs are on the right track to meeting their Brighter Visions goal. Cary, Columbia, Elizabeth City River, Fuquay Varina, Garner, First Flight, Lake Gaston, Lewisburg, Plymouth, Raleigh Host, North Raleigh, Raleigh Southeast, Wake Forest, Juan Cheese, Warrenton, Weeksville, Wilson, and Wilson Luncheon. 9 clubs are on the right track with the Camp Dogwood ticket sales. Apex, First Flight, Fuquay Varina, Henderson, North Raleigh, Rocky Hawk, Whitaker's, Wilson, and Zebulon. Membership status. District 31S has 942 members with 48 clubs. Just ask someone to be a lion. Lions can laugh. How do you talk to a giant? Use very big words. Club birthdays. 11/13/1986, the Raleigh Southeast Lions Club, so they're 35 years old. The 43rd oldest club in our district. 11/17/1938, Nashville Lions Club, they're 83 years old and the 13th oldest club in our district. 11/17/1981, Nags Head Lions Club, 40 years old, the 41st oldest club in our district. 11/22/1982, Lake Gaston Lions Club, they're 39 years old, the 42nd oldest club in our district. 11/26/1941, Tarboro Lions Club, 80 years old, the 17th oldest club in our district. Song of the Month, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand by Diana Ross. Tomorrow will be a better day. Challenges are what makes life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. And that is from Joshua J. Marine. Prayer Concerns. Give a prayer for PDG Sherman Leathers, Desiree Robertson, PDG Andy Lilliston, and the military. Lions PDG Herb and Julia Justice lost their daughter, Rebecca Lee Justice Hedrick, on 11/2/21. She was 59 years old. Let me know of anyone we can add or take off this list. And here's to the Lion of the Month, Bill Graham. His club, North Raleigh Lions Club. College, a Bachelor of Arts in Math and a Master's in Business Information Systems from Georgia State University. Partner and wife, Lion Dale Graham. Best day as a lion? Every day is a great day to be a lion. Worst day as a lion? The day I said goodbye to my fellow Toccoa Lions friends. Favorite quote or saying, focus on what you can do, not on what you cannot do. What drives you crazy? Hearing people say, I can't do that because I am blind. What makes you happy? Having a good project to work on. Favorite book, the Bible. Favorite movie, old movies such as The Importance of Being Earnest. Favorite color. I've been colorblind most of my life, but I will guess purple and gold, Lions colors. Favorite food, chocolate. I am a chocoholic. What do you do for fun? Walking and researching new technology for the blind. Whom do you admire and why? People who do not give up in the face of challenges. What are your Lions goals? To live our Lions motto, we serve every day. And a message from DG Randy Oxendine. Lion Bill is the chairman of the Leader Dog Radio Reading Service. He is doing this for our district and state. He promotes involvement with the guide dog programs among clubs. He is also a member of the North Carolina Blind Lions Club. I am grateful to know you. I am so lucky to have him on our District 31S team. Great job, Lion Bill. North Carolina Lions Executive Administrator announces retirement. North Carolina Lions Executive Administrator Durden Dean announced that he is retiring on December 31st of 2021. We thank Administrator Dean for his service to North Carolina Lions Incorporated over the past 3 years and wish him the best as he returns to his role as proud grandfather. Administrator Dean is currently on vacation. NCLI past president PDG Carlton Metz will be filling in as interim executive director. Here are some upcoming events of note. January 14th through 16th of 2022, the District 31N and S Midwinter Convention at the Outer Banks. And in this newsletter, there are some applications for hotel rooms and for getting an advertisement in that program. April 22nd to 24th of 2022, North Carolina Lions State Conventions in Greensboro. April 25th, 2022, a golf tournament for the Fuquay Arena Lions Club. Cash calendars are being sold by Lake Gaston Lions. The Lake Gaston Lions Club is selling cash calendars again. Contact PDG Lion Mark Bateman at 252-676-3944 or hmbateman at hotmail.com if you are interested in purchasing one. This is one of the club's annual fundraisers. Tips and Tidbits from the Secretary by PDG Lion Barbara Beltran, the District 31S Cabinet Secretary. We are always looking for ways to improve communication within our district. In order to enhance this, I will send out updates from clubs and district chairs on the 1st and 15th of the month, or shortly thereafter, if I have received any. If you wish to have something included, please send it to me as an email attachment by the 14th or 30th of the month. If I send out emails too often, they don't seem to be read. Imagine that! Club presidents and secretaries, please share these emails with the members in your club as appropriate. The exception to this would be emails that the district governors ask me to send out. Also, if you're responding to any emails forwarded by me from someone else, please respond to the original sender. The purpose of this is not to save work for the secretary, but because the original sender can better respond to any questions. Friendly reminder, zone meetings should be held each quarter, and hats off to those zone chairs who are doing this already. This is a real key to better communication. Reports of those zone meetings should be sent to the district governor, first and second vice district governors, and cabinet secretary. There is a report form available in the ebook for zone chairs, or you can contact the secretary and ask for one to be emailed. All chair and club reports that you wish to have included in the minutes at our quarterly cabinet meetings should be written and emailed, preferably as attachments, to the cabinet secretary at least 3 days prior to the cabinet meeting. The secretary does not wish to run the risk of misinterpreting something said verbally at the meeting. You are still free and encouraged to share verbally at the actual meeting. The next cabinet meeting will be held at the District 31S and 31N Midwinter Convention, January 14th to 16th, in Kitty Hawk. This will include a convention meeting, also, where we will elect our district governor and first and second vice district governors. A form to register your elected voting delegates has been sent to all clubs. Please return this form to the cabinet secretary by January 7th of 2022. Note, all club dues should be current with both LCI and the state district to be considered in good standing and eligible to send voting delegates. I look forward to seeing everyone there. DG Visits Rocky Hawk Lions by Lion Francis Jordan. On November 11th, 2021, District Governor Randy Oxendine from the Henderson Lions Club made his official visit to the Rocky Hawk Lions Club. He discussed what was happening in the North Carolina Lions Club's District 31S and Lions Clubs International. He specifically discussed two important elements of having a successful Lions Club, communication and attracting new members. During his visit, D.G. Oxendine was asked to induct 6 new members into Lions Club International. Lions Cheryl Messenger, sponsored by Lion Francis Jordan, Ian Foltz, sponsored by Cheryl Messenger, Mother, Mari Venrick, sponsored by Lion Sharon Savage, Mike Venrick, sponsored by Lion Sharon Savage, Rick Elkins, sponsored by Lion Francis Jordan, and Amy Cisneros, sponsored by Lion Francis Jordan. Vice President Lion Laura Layton presented D.G. Oxendine with a certificate of appreciation for his services. International Leo Day. Three ways to celebrate Leos before International Leo Day. Need some ideas on how to celebrate Leos leading up to International Leo Day? Start by viewing and voting for the 2021 Leo Video Contest entries. Host a joint event with Leos and Lions and encourage Leos to share their Leo stories on social media. International Leo Day will be observed on December 5th, 2021. Team up with young service partners, Campus Lions Clubs, and Leo Lion Clubs. Are you looking for a way to celebrate Leos for International Leo Day? Consider partnering with them and other young non-members in a fun service event to show Leos how they can continue service as future Lion leaders. Recycling Christmas Cheer by Joan Carey of Lions Clubs International. Lion Linda Eckert was working as a controller at a local metal recycling center in 2010 when she had a light bulb moment. Her club in Hanover, Minnesota, could recycle all those Christmas lights that were being tossed in the trash. It would be like giving two presents in one. The Lions would be helping to save the environment by keeping discarded lights out of landfills, and they could use the money collected to support their local charities. They could always use more money for the Hanover Food Shelf, the Boys and Girls Clubs, and the Thanksgiving dinner that the Lions host each year with a catered meal, music, and gifts for local seniors. Years later, Linda and her husband, Lion Dean Eckert, continue to lead the project for their small but active club of 15. People know us. We've built up a reputation, says Linda. I'm amazed every year. I thought there would be a fall off last winter season, but it was one of our biggest years. I guess people were stuck at home, so they put more into decorating. Over 11 years, not counting the current one, the Lions have kept 32,334 pounds, or 16 tons, of lights out of the landfills and earned $6,680 for the community. Local businesses like grocery stores and gas stations within a 15-mile radius of Hanover support the project by allowing the Lions to put a large Gaylord or shipping box by their front door so people can conveniently drop off their discards from Thanksgiving weekend through New Year's holiday. They appreciate it so much that the local Tom Thumb owner starts getting calls before Thanksgiving from folks wanting to know when the Lions' light boxes will be showing up again. It's been rewarding, says Linda, adding that they couldn't do it without their Lion volunteers, including her retired husband. Dean Eckert is one of the Lions who makes three or four stops every week to check and empty the boxes. Once they've collected a trailer load of lights, they'll drive it 25 miles away to be recycled. Eventually, recycling centers shred the strings and bulbs into smaller pieces, and those pieces are separated into raw materials of plastic, glass, and copper, and reused to make new products. An unexpected bonus for the people of Hanover is that some people put boxes of new, unused lights in the box, too, says Linda. They are sorted and donated to families to spread holiday cheer. A heartfelt gift to families in need from Lions Clubs International. In the summer of 2019, the doors to Heartfelt House opened in Springfield, Oregon, offering affordable lodging to out-of-town families of patients at the newly constructed Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center at River Bend. Among the more than 600 donors who contributed from $10 to $1 million are Lions. More than 20 Lions clubs in Oregon, along with LCIF, contributed $220,000 to the Heartfelt House, and Lion Ed Gear, who reached out to clubs throughout southern and coastal Oregon, says he did not have to work hard to get Lion support. They just immediately started contributing and very, very much wanted to be a part of it, says Gear. This is the second time Lions have come forward to support families of hospital patients in Oregon. In the late 1990s, the Eugene Downtown Lions Club spearheaded a fundraising campaign to provide a special guest house for the families of patients who had to stay for long periods of time at Sacred Heart Peace Health Hospital in downtown Eugene. A group of Oregon Lions clubs, with the help of $75,000 from LCIF, raised more than $280,000 to help establish the Children's Miracle Network Lions Patient Family Guesthouse. But the house that was renovated with those funds was built in the 1920s, so upkeep was an ongoing issue, and the downtown hospital had no room to expand as needed. The Sacred Heart Peace Health Medical Center at Riverbend in nearby Springfield was planned. The Sacred Heart Medical Center Foundation, with the aid of the local Lions, began a $6 million capital campaign to construct this new house adjacent to the hospital complex. And the Eugene Downtown Lions led an effort that raised money from Lions clubs and individual Lions to match a $100,000 grant from LCIF. Groundbreaking took place in April of 2018, and the new home opened in September. The guest house has a 10-room pediatric wing to house families of pediatric patients and babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, and a 10-room adult wing. It is a collaboration between Peace Health and Ronald McDonald House Charities, and guests pay nothing to a modest fee, depending on their circumstances, but no one will be turned away because of inability to pay. A guest house lessens the financial burden of being away from home, says Gear. Even more important, it can help ease the anxiety when a loved one needs hospital care. So much can't be controlled when a family member is in the hospital. This part is in our control. We can help provide a warm bed, a kitchen, and a place to let down. Another article from Lions Clubs International. LCICon 2022 registration is now open. We are excited for you to join us in beautiful Montreal at LCICon 2022, June 24th to 28th of 2022. Lions and Leos can reunite with each other and experience the plenary sessions, service activities, entertainment, and much more. Enjoy music and live entertainment acts featuring top performers from all over the world. Celebrate cultural diversity by marching in the Parade of Nations with fellow Lions and Leos. Learn and grow your skills in expert-led seminars. Hear from world-renowned speakers. Meet and chat with Lions Club's international staff about how to enhance your service, create new opportunities, or access key resources, and more. Participate in the exciting conclusion of Campaign 100, our foundation's historic effort to ensure our future of service. If you're a delegate for your Lions Club and your club is in good standing, you'll be able to cast a vote in the international election. Take in Montreal's rich history and culture at LCICon 2022. From beautiful architecture and a buzzing arts scene to a wide variety of cafes, restaurants, and shops, Montreal offers an LCICon 2022 experience like never before. At the Palais des Congrès de Montréal Exhibit Hall, where the convention takes place, you'll be greeted by beautiful contemporary windows and modern art that truly represents the incredible diversity of Lions Clubs International. Connect with Lions International staff, as well as Lions and Leos from around the world in the exhibit hall, while exploring the many facets of our organization. And if you're a delegate from a club in good standing, vote in the international election. Join us in the famous Bell Center to listen to a wide variety of topics from world-renowned keynote speakers at our plenary sessions. And of course, hear from our organizational leaders about the past, present, and future of Lions International. But that's not all. At the International Show, which will also take place in the Bell Center Arena, you can catch world-class entertainment. It wouldn't be LCICon without service opportunities, which we'll tell you about closer to the date. Take part in, or simply enjoy, the Parade of Nations featuring thousands of Lions from all over the world. Staying safe. As always, safety is always a top priority for us. This year, we will be partnering with local officials to apply all recommended health and safety guidelines. We'll let you know more about the safety procedures as we get closer to LCICon 2022. Getting to Canada. entry requirements. It's important to note that in order to enter Canada, there are some requirements. Things you will need: an up-to-date passport, proof that you have been fully vaccinated. If you need some help, you can request a letter of invitation from Lions Club International. Please note that processing times for passports and visas are currently taking 4.5 months to 5 months on average. So plan appropriately now so that we can see you at LCICon 2022. Registration fees. The registration fee through January 7th, 2022 is $175. From January 8th to March 31st, the regular registration fee is $225. April 1st, 2022 through on-site registration, the fee is $250. LEO registration fees. Alpha LEO 12 to 17 is $20. Omega LEOs 18 to 30 is $100. The convention and housing registration application uses certain personal information, including name, address, city, state, country, postal code, email, and phone number, and may use travel information, including housing, arrival, and departure information, and fees paid. Lions International only uses registration information to register attendees for the convention and to provide a name badge, unless a member has provided additional information to Lions International through other means, which may be utilized to improve each individual experience. Registrants will receive an official name badge, souvenir medallion, official convention program, and one entrance for the international show. All registrants will pick up their name badge on-site in Montreal. Please bring your Lions International official registration confirmation with you to scan and print your badge. A photo ID is also required. Lions International will not mail badges in advance. All changes, a name or arrival departure date, etc., must be submitted in writing by Saturday, May 1st to registration at lionsclubs.org. Questions? General questions about the convention should be sent to LCI at convention@lionsclub.org. Any questions about registration and hotels, including group registration, should be sent to LCI at registration@lionsclub.org. Here are a few of the upcoming official visits by DG Randy Oxendine. On January 3rd, North Raleigh Lions Club. January 6th, Zebulon Lions Club. January 12th, Raleigh Downtown Lions Club. On the 13th of January, Lake Gaston Lions Club. From January 14th to 16th, of course, the District 31S-31N Midwinter Convention and the District 31S Cabinet Meeting will be taking place. On January 17th, Whitaker's Lions Club. January 20th, Lucama Lions Club. On the 25th, Enfield Lions Club. And the 27th of January, Scotland Neck Lions Club. And here's a District 31S membership update for November. GAT team members: NAMI, Lion Edbert III. GLT, Lion Maggie Swaim. GMT, PDG Lion Nathan Medlin. GST, PDG Lion Steve McLaurin. As of November 15, 2021, District 31S has 942 members and 48 clubs. The district has lost 27 members and 2 clubs so far this Lions year. And here's more from Lions Clubs International, an article written by Hal Connick. Play with me. Elias Mastoris couldn't believe that he hadn't seen the need to help young children who are blind play soccer. For years, Mastoris has helped make blind soccer popular across the world. Mastoris, a youth soccer trainer, became a referee for adult blind soccer games in 1999. He worked as a Paralympics referee in 2004 during the sport's Paralympic debut in Greece, his home country. And in 2016, he became the global referee coordinator for the Paralympic Games in Brazil. He's seen how much joy players get out of the game and how much fire they bring. But one day, when giving a blind soccer ball to a 3-year-old child, Mastoris realized that the ball would be far too heavy for him. The ball used in blind soccer is bulkier than a normal soccer ball, weighing more than a pound due to the steel ball bearings inside. The bearings rattle as the ball moves so that blind soccer players can locate the ball by ear. But the added bulk of the ball made it hard for young children to play with, Mastoris realized. This was a heartbreaking realization for Mastoris. Children who are blind are often left out of play in school since they can't see a traditional ball, and they are typically the only child without sight in their schools. So they're left to listen on as other children play. I always say to my trainees, think outside of the box, Mastoris says. But it took me 20 years to realize that there's a need to have a lightweight sound ball that young children can put in their bag, take to school, and play with everybody. Mastoris knew that he had to do something. In 2017, he created a mini sound ball, one that rattles just like the official blind soccer ball, but is light enough for a 2-year-old. Mastoris created a ball for all campaign, which is promoted by Youtherama, his nonprofit located in Greece. So far, a ball for all has given out between 3,500 and 4,500 balls. The balls can only be donated and are never for sale. The ball comes with a package, including a DVD and manual, which also comes in Braille, for how to play other games with the ball. In return, Mastoris asks recipients to send back pictures to confirm that they received their package. So far, he's received pictures back from 142 countries, some of which he didn't know existed. Often photos are of young children who have taken the ball with them to bed, falling asleep with it cradled in their arms. The most powerful experience as a lion. Panos Synodinos, a lion who belongs to Greek club Thessaloniki Heraklia, met Mastoris in 2019 during a common service activity. During the activity, people were blindfolded and led around by guide dogs to experience what it was like to be blind. Mastoris brought the mini sound balls to the event. Synodinos, his blindfold removed, was immediately taken by the idea of giving such a ball to children. Synodinos put together a plan and pitched the idea to his club. It worked. They ordered 30 balls, a Lions logo printed on each, and then offered them up to Lions around the world through social media. So far, his club has sent balls to Lions in 10 countries, including Paraguay, the Dominican Republic, and Denmark. Banderslund Frederikshavn Lions Club in Denmark presented a ball to a 14-year-old boy named Mads, who was born blind. Banderslund Lion Kurt Mette says that it was a great pleasure to see the effect the ball had on the boy. Mads was immediately on the floor with his mother Pia, and the ball was kicked, Mette said. Mads said that he would have to take the ball to school the following Monday and play ball with his seeing friends. It's a small ball, but a big joy. Mads' parents, Pia and Lars, say that the ball has made a big difference for their family. Over the years, Mads has had many surgeries on his face and eyes, enduring more pain than any child should have to face. But the ball brings him joy. Mads brings it everywhere. He often brings it to school and daycare and loves playing with his friends there, his parents say. Thessaloniki Heraklia Lions also donated balls to local children in Greece. Synodinos was touched when they received big, excited hugs from one particular child. We believe in this project, he says. It really inspires us. This is the strength of our organization, in my opinion. We make something small, and we make it even bigger. A ball for the entire world. These moments of joy happening across the world are why Synodinos feels that the A Ball for All campaign has been his most powerful experience as a Lion. He's never seen a project that has had such great impact from such a small donation. In 2021, Synodinos said that his club will host the Europa Forum and will push to get enough donations to donate the ball across the world to further spread the joy it brings. This is such a small act of kindness, but you offer so much joy that even if you could donate thousands of dollars, this joy is much bigger, Synodinos says. And it's only the start. In the near future, we will probably be able to donate hundreds or even thousands of these balls. This is the huge impact that LCI can offer to our world. Lions have enabled Mastoras to reach beyond his network, and many, like Synodinos, have taken the project on as if it were their own. We know about Lions' commitment, Mastoras says. We know that they will take the ball into their local community and will make an impact. Mastoras' goal is to donate the ball to someone in every country across the world by the end of 2021. But he also has a larger goal. He wants to help create a more inclusive society, one where all children, sighted or blind, are included in play. Pioneering geneticist named Honorary Lion. As part of their annual tribute day, Arthur Riggs, Ph.D., was invited by the Lions Club of Montebello to be an honorary member for his extraordinary contribution and incredible advancements in the fight against diabetes. In 1978, Riggs co-led the team that laid the groundwork for the development of the first synthetic human insulin with diabetes. Currently, the Samuel Rabar Chair in Diabetes and Drug Discovery at City of Hope, a comprehensive cancer care center in California, Riggs has been working on better treatments for diabetes since joining the renowned cancer center in 1969. Ironically, I did not intend to study diabetes, Riggs admitted in a 2018 interview. The early work was an accident. Really, we were trying to make genes. We asked ourselves, what useful genes can we make? The gene that we decided to make that we thought would be most useful was human insulin. Riggs' nomination was approved by the board of directors at the Montebello Lion Club and will be officially entered into LCI's club roster as an honorary member. Here is a message from International President Douglas X. Alexander, Service from the Heart. Dear Lion, your service has the power to change lives. So do your stories. The more you share about what you and your club are doing, the more opportunities you create for your community to join you. And there are now more ways than ever to promote your club and service activities. Whether it's marketing or branding, social media or traditional media, we have the tools to help you promote your club, energize your next membership drive, and share your life-changing stories. Let's shine a light on Lions. As anyone who's close to me knows, there is nothing more important to me than family. Family first, that's my motto. When someone tells me they can't make an event because they have a family obligation, I tell them, yes, of course, go be with your family. Quality time with our loved ones gives us the strength we need to go out and give of ourselves. We cannot fill another's bucket if our own is empty. However, Lions are a kind of family as well, a really big family with all kinds of aunties and uncles and lifetimes of stories to share. I'm proud to be a part of this Lion family. And I want for Lions what I want for my daughters and grandchildren, to be sure that everyone stays healthy now and for years to come. And yet health is one of those things that isn't straightforward. There are many aspects of wellness that create health. In our roles as Lions, we work to foster all aspects of health, mind, body, spirit. We foster healthy minds through supporting local schools and providing children with the tools and social and emotional skills they need to learn and thrive. We promote healthy bodies by educating our communities about the importance of eating well and exercising. And we grow healthy spirits by joining together in service. Because serving is one thing that can truly feed the soul. By helping others, we help ourselves. As we enter the season of family and togetherness, remember that you always have a home in Lions. When you are with Lions, you are with family. In the interest of time, I started this newsletter by reading only things that were not in any other previous newsletter. We have a little bit more time, so I'll read a few things that are repeats from previous months. Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dog Teams in Action by Lion Charles Schwab, District 24L in Virginia. While at the Lions USA/Canada Leadership Forum in Des Moines, Iowa last month, I had the opportunity to meet several leader dog teams. Some of the clients were very experienced and over the years have come back for their second or third leader dog. For others, they had just recently received their first dog. There was even a future leader dog puppy named Meredith who was just taking in the sights and sounds of this large group of lions, wondering what was up and why everyone was giving her so much attention. It seemed at times she was more interested in holding on to her own leash than having someone hold it for her. The stories that the leader dog clients told me were all different. Some have been blind since birth, others lost their sight over time, but they all wanted to be unstoppable, and seeing them travel so effortlessly around the convention center made me smile. They were eager to share their stories with me as we sat at mealtime or before a scheduled event. You could feel the love and trust they experience every day as a team. You could see it in the eyes of the leader dog. They were eager to help their partner. The leader dogs knew when it was time to work and when it was time to relax or nap. It was amazing to see these teams move around the large convention center with ease. At times, it seemed to be easier for leader dog teams to maneuver around a crowded room than it was for the rest of us. Thanks to you, Leader Dogs for the Blind. Thanks to you, Leader Dogs for the Blind provides their services free of charge to their clients. Their goal is to make clients independent and unstoppable. With our help, they are making this possible. In every leader dog lies the heart of a lion. There's also an article on Leader Dogs for the Blind about the orientation and mobility training program. Our Orientation and Mobility, or O&M, training program is free to the client and is designed to personalize and accelerate your O&M training, offering you the opportunity to learn and enhance mobility skills at no cost to you. Whether or not you plan to get a guide dog, our O&M program will expand your existing travel skills and help you to feel confident in your daily travel. If you want to talk to a leader dog team member about whether O&M training is a good fit for you, what training will be like, or you wish to discuss your application, give us a call at 248-651-9011. Again, that's 248-651-9011 or 888-777-5332. Again, an alternate number is 888-777-5332. The curriculum at Leader Dogs for the Blind is designed to be practical and flexible in order to address the unique circumstances of each client. We provide a variety of learning options based on your individual needs and goals during our one-week program. Our clients enjoy comfortable accommodations in the Polk Residence and Training Center in a private room equipped with a small refrigerator, television, internet access, temperature controls, and immediate access to a secure outdoor area. The facility is furnished with multiple lounges, a fitness center, and a library with books on tape, braille materials, and computers with internet access. Our kitchen staff prepares all meals and will accommodate any dietary restrictions, and our resident staff is on hand to serve the needs of clients above and beyond orientation and mobility instruction. Orientation and mobility training will help you develop or relearn skills and concepts you need to travel safely and independently within your home environment and inside the community. You will work one-on-one with certified orientation and mobility specialists who will tailor your instruction to you. Training will focus on many areas of orientation and mobility, including using a white cane, using a human guide, using orientation skills and cardinal directions to know where you are, where you want to go, and how to get there, solving problems along your route, such as barriers, crowds, etc., crossing streets safely, reorienting yourself, and shopping, soliciting assistance when needed, and more. Training takes place in a wide variety of environments, such as residential, semi-business, business, city, and county settings. Training sessions take place over the course of several hours or more, and 2 to 4 lessons are provided during that time, with short rest breaks in between each lesson. There is also an optional night lesson. Typically, class runs Monday through Friday, with Saturday and Sunday reserved as travel days. And here's an article about the North Carolina Reading Service by Lion Bill Graham, NC State Leader Dog Chair, District 31S Leader Dog Chair. We have been working on a project to get all of our North Carolina district newsletters read on the North Carolina Reading Service. The North Carolina Reading Service can be a great tool. There is a wide variety of material related to North Carolina, in addition to the Lions Club's International Lion Magazine and the district newsletters. Making this information available to Lions, seniors, and others with vision problems will be a great community service. My experience in listening to your district newsletter being read by NCRS volunteer Julie Eldridge was like having a friend read it to you. I'm sorry, was like having a friend read it to me. For the first time in 5 years, I have been able to listen to almost all of the District 31S newsletter. For more information on the North Carolina Reading Service, call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138, or email info@ncreadingservice.org. You may also contact Janet Schausenbach, janet@ncreadingservice.org, or Missy Hollander, missy@ncreadingservice.org. The North Carolina Reading Service, or NCRS, has been operating as a 501c3 nonprofit serving the blind and print-impaired communities since 1983. Located in Raleigh, North Carolina, the service, founded by North Carolina State Professor Dr. Ed Funkhauser and Raleigh businessman Ben Eason, provides news and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. NCRS provides quality programming with daily broadcasts of the News and Observer and USA Today. They also include newspapers from eastern North Carolina, including the New Bern Sun Journal, the Greenville Daily Reflector, and the Wilmington Star News. Listeners can also enjoy special programs such as North Carolina Symphony Notes, Salute a Veteran Every Day, and Legal Matters, just to name a few. NCRS fills a vital role in replacing isolation with connections. In addition to people with vision impairments, they also reach out to a growing population of people, both children and adults, with print disabilities. Print disabilities include anything that prevents someone from being able to easily access printed material. This may be due to arthritis, stroke, MS, ALS, learning disabilities, or literary challenges. Volunteers are the foundation of NCRS. Last year, more than 150 volunteers contributed more than 9,000 hours to NCRS as readers and recorders, technical support, fundraising, community outreach, and administrative support. If you are interested in becoming a volunteer, there is an application included in this newsletter. You can fax that application to 919-833-5220. Once NCRS receives your application, they will contact you to schedule a tour of NCRS, a brief audition, and an interview with NCRS Executive Director May Tron. If accepted, you'll go through formal training, including observations with current readers and learning to use the equipment. If you are bilingual and fluent in Spanish, NCRS has volunteer opportunities to read the Que Pasa newspapers on Saturdays. Que Pasa is a live broadcast entirely in Spanish from our Raleigh studio from 12 to 1 p.m. every Saturday. The minimum age to volunteer at NCRS is 18. There is a one-year commitment requirement for volunteers. Typically, a new volunteer reader will read about one or two shifts every month. Besides reading, there are volunteer opportunities in marketing and public relations, on the NCRS New Visions Gala Committee, office assistance, and help with annual mailings. Again, if you need more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, please call 919-832-5138 or email info@ncreadingservice.org, and we thank you. And we've run out of time for today's episode of the Lions Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.